This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
President and Elon Musk, a joint interview, Elon in his White House tech support shirt. Kids are using anti-aging products. They probably shouldn't be. Lawmaker says he wants to stop that. But first, a good sign for the recovery in Altadena.
A grocery store is reopening today. First time since the fires. This is the Grocery Outlet, and our John Baird is live at the grocery store. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. Well, the fire destroyed homes and businesses right around this store. In fact, I'm looking at the devastation 100 feet away across Lake Avenue, but somehow this building, the grocery outlet, survived. However, you know, there was heavy smoke inside the store and soot pretty much ruined all the groceries and merchandise. They had to throw it out and clean the entire building and then restock it. A produce truck rolled up earlier today, a bread truck rolled up while it was still dark, and at 9 o'clock this morning, the doors will reopen to customers. Sandra Valenzuela and her husband Jose bought the store a few years ago, and they've been working night and day since the fire to get things ready to go.
You know, today is such a special day for us, not just because we're reopening the store, but really the message to our community that we're here, that we're alive, and we're moving forward.
We are happy to see our community come and join us today. It's a big milestone for Altadena, for our community.
Now, after fire tore through here, the couple opened the store parking lot to disaster response groups like the Red Cross and the LA County Department of Public Health, and they hosted a big event with the local Rotary Club, providing food and supplies to thousands of people who live here in the fire zone. But now it's all about the grand reopening 90 minutes from now.
All right, John, thanks. LA County Board of Supervisors taking the first steps to protect renters and business owners from being evicted. If this resolution they're talking about passes, landlords cannot tack on late fees, interest, other forms of rental debt. They'd be allowed to challenge an eligibility of a tenant, though. Amended resolution offers protection till the end of July. The initial proposal was to keep this going through next year. Now it's July. Supervisors Catherine Barger and Janice Hahn stressing measures have been taken to protect the victims. Homeowners and landlords equally need to be taken care of.
A lot of cars smell like smoke these days. Emily Valdez has a solution.
So you start your car and you turn on the air and it stinks. It smells like fire. What do you do?
The cabin filters is what keeps debris and toxins from entering your cab when you run your air conditioner and your heater.
Ruben Medell owns Magic Touch Auto in Mid-City. Yep, he's been busy. People coming in after the fires.
So it's very important to have that clean, especially after the fires, because there's a lot of toxic debris in the air.
But it's not just the filters inside the car you need to change.
There's also a filter inside the engine area, the air filter for the engine, which is also good to change, because if debris gets in there, it can actually damage some of the sensors, like the mass airflow sensor.
He says you can do it yourself if you're mechanically inclined, but some of the vents involve taking parts off the car. It'll run you about $150.
Reports indicating about 1,500 children in the country have died from fentanyl in just a year. Bob Brill says a Southern California assemblyman is proposing a bill to crack down on the sellers.
It's justice. It's justice. Penalties are part of justice.
Palmdale Republican Tom Lackey's bill would give repeat offenders, those who sell to kids, a strike under the state's three strikes law. First, though, he wants the drug law changed to a serious felony.
Because right now, it's not categorized as such. Methamphetamine and heroin actually are considered serious felonies, so it brings it to the same level, at least, to methamphetamine and heroin, which combined are not killing children like fentanyl is.
Lackey calls the issue nonpartisan and his bill nonpolitical. I'm Bob Brill, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
There is a new law in the works, so this is a bill at this point, that could ban kids from under 18 from buying anti-aging skincare products. It's all about a trend they call Sephora Kids. We've told you about this, where kids, some as young as 10, are buying things like anti-wrinkle serums and exfoliants loaded with chemicals. Dermatologists are saying these products are just too harsh for young skin. An assembly member behind the bill, which would block the products with things like retinol and glycolic acid from being sold to minors. He's calling it a paradox and a ridiculous trend that is fueled by influencer culture, with kids getting obsessed over wrinkles that they don't even have yet.
20 minutes of nonstop news brought to you by Oseron Law, the injured workers hotline.
So, yeah, Chad Bianco, the Riverside County Sheriff, announced this week that he's running for governor. We talked about this big announcement. He is the first major Republican candidate to do it. Former Fox News contributor Stave Hilton and President Trump's special missions envoy, Richard Grenell, could soon follow. But do the Republicans have a shot at taking back the governor's office for the first time since Arnold Schwarzenegger? We talked to Elizabeth Barcohana, who is a state GOP delegate and a member of the LA County Republican Party Central Committee. And she says there was some good news in November's election, but it's not enough.
While we did make a lot of gains statewide, President Trump got, you know, somewhere around 38-39%. Garvey, who, you know, was the test case for what happens if you distance yourself from President Trump slightly, he got 40%. So a 40-60 split statewide is not going to get us there.
She says the party needs to focus on registering voters.
What I really look at is voter registration and how that is changing, because that is the clearest indicator of an election outcome rather than past election results. And so what I'm really focusing on is educating voters about why it's important to change their voter registration leading up to the election, because that is the key for resource allocation, for how candidates build their platforms. They all look at voter registration first.
So again, she says Republicans in the state looking for change.
Californians are becoming more open to alternatives. And that's why it's very important for the Republican Party as a whole to mobilize on that and to reach those voters, which is why I'm actually really happy that we've had a popular law and order candidate declare so early on. Remember, the race is like a year and a half away. I don't want us to get bogged down in resources, energy, infighting over an unlikely, you know, Newsom recall effort. I would much prefer that we focus all of our resources on vetting candidates for 2026. And once they all declare, let them campaign, and then getting behind the one who rises to the top early enough that, you know, the whole party and the infrastructure of the state can really mobilize behind that candidate.
So to that point, she says, yeah, the party has to get behind one candidate because the state has an open primary.
It is important, as the second largest party, that we coalesce around the best candidate before the primary. to make sure that a Democrat doesn't lock us out. I think that's unlikely because people are so dissatisfied in California, but it is something to think about for voters.
As for the Democrats running for governor, former L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kunalakis have both announced that they are running. The former Vice President Kamala Harris and former Orange County Congresswoman Katie Porter could also enter the race.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Your next visit to a national park may be more complicated, and some recent plane crashes have shaken some passenger confidence. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
President Trump and Elon Musk on Fox News, a joint interview. Trump saying Elon Musk has not asked for, is not getting any special treatment. They both sat down with Hannity.
I mean, I haven't asked the president for anything ever.
And it's if true. It comes up, how will you handle it?
Well,
you won't be involved.
Yeah, I'll recuse myself if it is.
If there's conflict. A conflict, you won't be involved. Yeah, I wouldn't want that, and he won't want it.
Right, and obviously I'm getting a sort of a daily proctology exam here. You know, it's not like I'll be getting away from something in the dead of night.
Trump and Musk defending the cost-cutting moves from Doge and the mass firings.
Democratic lawmakers say the Trump administration has fired 1,000 National Park Service employees.
Democrats on the House and Senate Appropriations Committees have confirmed the firings of about 1,000 National Park Service workers. These employees maintain and clean the parks, educate visitors, and perform other functions. The firings haven't been publicly announced. They're part of a program to eliminate thousands of federal jobs led by Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency. However, the Park Service says it is reinstating about 5,000 seasonal jobs that were initially rescinded last month as part of a spending freeze ordered by President Trump. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The administration officials have to explain why the Justice Department suddenly decided to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Last week, they issued this memo saying the charges should be dismissed. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, also considering removing Adams from office, though that's complicated. Loyola law professor and former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson following.
It's the type of deal where Eric Adams is going to get his case dismissed, but the big question is what's expected of him in return. And this has been highly controversial to the point that some Republican prosecutors who are handling this case just said they would quit, that they thought that this was improper playing of politics with the federal criminal justice system.
What's expected of him in return may be help with the immigration enforcement, though Mayor Adams and his lawyers deny any quid pro quo.
The new health secretary says childhood vaccines are going to be reexamined.
Newly installed Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has told agency employees that a commission formed by President Trump will investigate the childhood vaccine schedule as part of an effort focused on examining the rise in chronic diseases. In remarks at a welcome ceremony at the agency's headquarters, Kennedy said nothing's going to be off limits, adding that pesticides, food additives, microplastics, antidepressants, and electromagnetic waves emitted by cell phones and microwaves all would be studied. The commission's to develop a strategy around children's health within the next 6 months. Kennedy says it will investigate issues he says were formerly taboo or insufficiently scrutinized. The event followed a weekend of mass firings of thousands of HHS employees, with more expected. Ben Thomas, Washington.
People feel uneasy about flying because of the recent crashes. A new polling out this morning.
Americans' confidence in airplane travel has slipped a little from last year, though Americans continue to believe that air travel is generally safe. That's according to a new AP NORC poll, which found that 64% of U.S. adults say plane travel is very or somewhat safe. That's down slightly from last year when 71% said that. About 2 in 10 adults now say air travel is very or somewhat unsafe, which is up from 12% in 2024.
Faith in the government to make sure it's safe is dropping as well. Just over half have a great deal or a moderate amount of confidence. That's down about 10% from last year.
So the Pope has pneumonia, but the Vatican says that he had a peaceful night.
Pope Francis is said to have slept well last night and had breakfast after being diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. That coming from a Vatican spokesman early this morning. Yesterday's CT scan revealed the onset of bilateral or double pneumonia. Asthmatic bronchitis is also part of the Pope's respiratory infection, and Francis is getting cortisone antibiotic as part of the treatment.
He's 88 years old. That's CBS News correspondent Seth Doan.
Police in Irvine arresting a man and a woman from Romania in connection with one, maybe more, of these distraction robberies in Orange County. Here's Pete Demetrio.
Irvine police were contacted by an elderly man who said he was approached by a man and a woman who befriended him and offered him jewelry to honor him. While they were placing it on him, they stole a $2,000 gold necklace. Cameras in the area got an image of the car the suspects used, and a surveillance team arrested the couple several days later. I asked Irvine police spokesman Kyle Orderer,
is this something that is new to the Irvine area, or are you sharing information with other agencies and finding out if these guys or similar teams are working in the Southern California area?
So we believe that this is part of a larger problem that is occurring in the Southern California area. We don't believe this is just a one-off. There are a variety of distraction thefts that are occurring, but we are very, very glad to be able to take this pair off the streets and hopefully recover some of the jewelry. So we do suggest that your listeners maintain their distance from strangers, be aware of random conversations that people may be trying to have, and really stand their ground if somebody starts coming close to them and offering them gifts or jewelry, because it could be a distraction theft.
Both of them booked in OC jail, conspiracy, grand theft, a bail, $500,000.
Kash Patel a step closer to becoming the next head of the FBI. Senate voted 48-45 to move forward with the nomination. Next up, the confirmation vote. Could be tomorrow. We talked about it with CBS News justice correspondent Scott McFarland about the whole confirmation process.
You know, in terms of the nominees that have gone through, kind of Pete Hegseth was one of the most controversial for defense. There were a few others, but Kash Patel has kind of risen to the top over the last few days in terms of at least what Democrats have been saying.
Yeah, when he was first nominated, Mike, there was almost disbelief that they attempt to nominate somebody with such loyalty, such a foot soldier of Donald Trump, to lead what's supposed to be an independent agency, the FBI. But there's been no mobilization of Republican opposition to him at all. Nothing has galvanized. There seems to be nothing standing in the way of Kash Patel becoming the next FBI director, which Trump's loyalists love, which Trump's critics hate. But it's also happening at a particularly impactful time. there's that list that was created of 5,000 plus FBI agents and employees with ties to the January 6th cases, and they're wondering what kind of retribution will come if and when Patel takes over.
Do we have any clarity on what that could look like? Because you and I have talked about this before, right? You get assigned to cases at the FBI. It's not your deal that you went after these people because you had some personal vendetta against them or you had some beliefs. I mean, can you get fired for just doing what you were told to do?
Yeah, whether they're fired or not is actually somewhat irrelevant to the bigger problem. I mean, it's certainly relevant to those men and women, but the message has already been sent, they'd argue. Be careful what cases you pursue, even when you're assigned to the case, because you could end up on this type of blackball list if the next case you take up is somebody also aligned with Trump or somebody Trump's fond of. That type of chilling effect hits every single FBI field office across the country, including the huge ones in California. This is something that will define the Bureau in the weeks and months to come.
Gosh, Patel has been quick to say that he's taken out of context a lot, especially for some of these bigger accusations, right, about an enemies list. Or he says, look, I'm not really going to turn, you know, the Hoover Building into some deep state museum. That was hyperbole. Is that what he's said when he got these questions from the Dems?
Yeah, he's made that argument at his confirmation hearings. But the Democrats would tell you, Mike, that there's a whole lot of questions Gosh Patel has not yet answered, including whether he has had any role in the mass firings or forced resignations the Department of Justice has seen over the past couple of weeks. They want to know if he had any back-channel communication to make that happen. That would be troubling because he's not confirmed yet. He's still a private citizen, and these mass resignations continue to pile up. Mike, there's going to be more likely in the coming days and weeks. People inside the agency are frustrated with the Eric Adams, New York mayor case nearly being dismissed. They're frustrated with this new leadership atop the Department of Justice. This is impacting offices from coast to coast.
Is there some argument to be made that you need fresh blood, you need an outsider because people don't trust the FBI like they used to?
That's certainly the argument being made. In fact, the Trump allies who are now leading the Department of Justice say they are ending the politicization of justice agencies that they argue ran rampant under the Biden administration. But this sure is a Rorschach test or an ink blot test. You see in it what you want to see, depending on which side you're on.
That is CBS News Justice Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.